Now, though, let's talk about rubbish and recycling truck fires. There's concern mounting about these potentially life-threatening situations because the fires are on the rise. In Auckland alone, there's been a particular spike in the last 18 months, with several fires every couple of months breaking out in the back of trucks. Now, this is because people are disposing of hazardous waste products in their curbside collection bins. Parul Sood is General Manager of the Auckland Council Waste Solutions and says the likes of batteries and gas bottles are highly flammable and they have to be disposed of safely. Kia ora, Parul. Thank you for being with us on 9 to Noon this morning.
Kia ora, Susie.
So what is the situation with these fires? Why are they happening?
Oh, I think a little bit of it is about people not knowing where to properly dispose of your hazardous waste. But if I may paint you a little bit of a picture here. So We've got your curbside collections that happen every week, every fortnight, and the driver is collecting your bins and putting the material in the truck. And he goes down these many streets and most of the recycling collections are done and suddenly he finds there is smoke coming out of the truck, which is such a dangerous place to be in. So then what he needs to do is find out where can he take the entire content of the truck out so that then he can deal with the fire, but also call the fire service. So you can imagine the concern that he would have at that point, he or she, we do have female drivers as well, in terms of what is causing that fire, how do I put it out quickly? And recently we've had one in Waimakua, and if I could just show you that picture, it is just flaming hot, that fire. So it's a major concern for us in terms of these fires happening more frequently than ever.
Mm. Certainly, we have a picture, I think, on our website of the situation that some people are facing. Is it clear why this is happening in such increasing numbers?
I think if you think about the way the things that we use in a household, right? Every second thing has a battery that is rechargeable. So those are your lithium-ion batteries. They are in our phones, they are in our laptops, they are in our other devices. So the more we consume these products, the more we then have to think about what do I do when we're done with it. And I guess at that point, we just need to think as a consumer, do I do a bit of research in terms of where can I take this product to be disposed of appropriately and not put it in my recycling bin because clearly that's not the right place to go. So I think our consumer habits in terms of the way the products we've got in the house are adding the problem in terms of how we're disposing it off.
And so I suppose people will just be throwing things in the rubbish, perhaps not thinking that they shouldn't be doing that. What sort of things end up in bins that shouldn't be?
So if I might just take you through the recycling bin, and the recent fire that was caused in the recycling bin was because of a battery, a lithium-ion battery that came in contact with a copper wiring from an electric deep fryer. Now, you just would think as to why is an electric deep fryer in a recycling bin? The recycling bin is not meant for electronic goods. It is mainly for your packaging that comes out of, you know, the household. Mm. And it's paper, it's cardboard, it's plastic. It's definitely not an electronic waste disposal bin. So we get hazardous waste that gets mixed in your recycling bin. Sometimes it's about people going, oh, maybe this electric deep fryer is perfectly fine and somebody at the other end will take it away and reuse it. But that's not what happens. So we just need to be mindful of what goes into your rubbish and your recycling and how does that interact with the material that's in there.
Things like batteries, though, are they enough to spark a fire?
Absolutely, they are, Susie. I mean, you would think it's such a small thing. How could that actually start a fire? It's interesting. The lithium-ion batteries, I guess there are two ways they start fires, is because if it's still got some charge in it, that can spark it. But the other element that makes it go is if it gets punctured. And because the material in the truck does move around and you do have a bit of compaction that happens in the truck, it gets punctured and boom, there's a fire.
So I guess some of this comes back to issues with what people think can and cannot go in rubbish and recycling. Does there need to be a greater level of sort of educating people about what they can put in their bins? You know, some sort of information that's sent out to households or available on your website?
Totally. There is definitely more room for education and awareness. We will be running a campaign in the new year around some of that. So we will be having, you know, putting that out there. But also I feel there is responsibility on the manufacturers of these products to have schemes available that make it really easy for you and I to take the product back. So I guess there's a responsibility on the producer of the product, but there's also a responsibility on you and me to make sure we are doing the right thing. And if the retailer doesn't have that option, asking the question. So it's about our personal responsibility of understanding what we use, how do we then dispose of it, and then the producer of the product thinking, okay, I am putting this product in the market. Am I taking full responsibility of how can this be recycled at the end of its life?
So what can people do now if they have things that they're fairly sure do contain batteries or may not be able to be collected in the curbside collection? Where can you take them?
I would suggest check your council's website, because in Auckland, the Auckland Council website has got information, but all over the country, councils will have information on their website in terms of saying what do you do with hazardous material. Also, I would say check with your retailer. There are quite a few retailers that are doing the right thing. Just over the weekend, I had to get my car battery changed. I know it's a bigger battery and it's a different type, but I could actually take it to the retailer and they took it from me and gave me a new one. So they would recycle it for me. So there are quite a few retailers that do it. And besides those retailers, there are other organizations that you can take your batteries to. And maybe there's a small charge. I think for a 1 kg quantum, you've got about $5 for some batteries. And in some outlets, it may be free even. So I think just doing a little bit more work, research online, would help you and would tell you where you could take the product.
So for the drivers who work on the trucks, if a fire does break out, what you mentioned, you know, they've got to try and get the load out and get the fire department along to put it out. How easy is that to do? And is there anything they can do in the meantime? Are there extinguishers on the fire truck, on the refuse trucks?
Yes, yes, they do have extinguishers on the fire trucks. So they do their best in terms of making sure they can actually contain the fire as soon as they see the smoke coming out. There are elements of trying to, you know, kill it out, but they have to then take measures. They've got standard operating procedures that we call in play that come in play when they see the smoke coming out. So we make sure that the drivers are trained, because it's really critical that they know what they should be doing when that happens. And they then call the fire services to actually come in and help with it. Then the third bit is the critical bit also, is to identify what might have caused that fire. And then we can actually say, how do we make people aware of not putting those wrong items in those recycling and rubbish bins?
I suppose one thing here as well is, if a fire does break out, what does that mean for the load that is in the truck? Can it still be recycled?
That's a great question, Susie. It will definitely not be recycled. As you could see in the picture that you talked about earlier, it's in flames. And most of the product, the material, the plastic and the paper is all gone. So for us who have really done a good job in recycling, and suddenly to know potentially a 6-ton, you know, quantum of material that has caught fire is on the floor, it'll have to be collected and taken straight to landfill. We cannot recycle that. So it's a waste of everybody's effort in terms of doing the right thing with your recycling. And for that one person or that, you know, somebody who's made that mistake of putting that battery in it and has caught the fire. So in my mind, these fires are really preventable. If we do the right thing, they would not happen.
Something that someone's raised on text with us here, 2101, saying Auckland Council discontinued the hazardous waste collections with the Hazmobile. There's no way to dispose of batteries and gas bottles now. What do you say to that?
I would disagree to that, but I do. We did have a Hazmobile. I was around when we did the Hazmobile, and that was based on an event-based collection. We have got facilities that do take gas bottles and the batteries, and we're also working towards establishing a resource recovery network, which have got community recycling centres as part of them that would be collecting these products as well. So if you go on our website, you would find that information. So the idea is to have more drop-offs throughout the year rather than having an event-based approach to collecting hazardous waste.
Do you have a sense of why there seems to be an uptick in the number of these fires at the moment?
I just think it is related to the way, as I was talking about earlier, in terms of what we do in our lifestyle. We have a lot of products that have these batteries. And then people maybe not being aware of where they could take the battery or the used product. Or it could be just a matter of going, oh, I think this can go in the recycling or it can go in the rubbish. That creates confusion as well. And I always talk about wish cycling as in terms of going, oh, maybe this product works, this electronic good works well, it has a battery, but I might put it in my recycling bin for somebody else to take it out, which does not happen.
Appreciate your time this morning. Pearl Sood there, the General Manager of the Auckland Council Waste Solutions.